health and wellness is one of the priorities here at the Empowerment Zone. And we believe that in order to live to our fullest potential, we all must be healthy. And that means healthy spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And so welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston. And today our topic is three steps to change. And we are talking to fitness expert, Ambrose Leberoux, owner of Doers Motivation.
Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Ambrose Leberoux was born in Habarone, Botswana. Speaking the Tswana language, Setswana, Ambrose was raised by his grandmother while his mother worked diligently to provide for her family. Moving to the U.S. as refugees, Ambrose's family resided in several states, including California, South Dakota, and Atlanta. Ambrose then joined the U.S. Army after going to college for a few years and served in Botswana, Croatia, and Fort Hood, Texas. You know, Fort Hood is not far from Brownwood, Texas, where we're from.
Yeah,
Ambrose, I don't know if you know that.
Yes.
He receives his associate's degree in radio journalism and had an 8-year career in radio. He has his certification in personal training through the National Federation of Professional Trainers. Ambrose has been president and CEO of his own fitness studio. And Ambrose has worked with clients of all ages and comfort levels in a variety of settings. Unimpressed by fad diets, Ambrose is motivated by redirecting the mindset in order to achieve a permanent lifestyle change. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone, Ambrose.
Yes, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Man, it's been hard getting you on this show, but I'm so glad I finally got you on.
I'm a big deal. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, if you
can't big yourself up, or if you can't pat yourself, you know what I'm saying, in the back, then that Houston has a problem.
Yep. That's it. Well, before we get started on Doers Motivation and the three steps to change, first, I want to really allow you to tell our audience a bit about who you are, what motivates you, you know, what does doers mean? I see it's all capitalized, you know, what motivates you? What keeps you going? And then we'll get into that three steps of change.
What keeps me going is life. I'm a student of life, first and foremost. I am the son of an African mother. Her name is Bonolo Leburu. And I was raised by my grandmother, Victoria Mwatse. And born and raised. I am the true definition of African American, point blank. 1,000%. You see what I mean? So I've been in this country for 30 plus years. I served in the military. I didn't come over here on vacation. I came in Delta, but I didn't come on vacation. I came because there was apartheid in South Africa. So in South Africa, you have what apartheid is, basically the civil rights movement, but in South Africa. So with that being said, long story short, you know, you had soldiers from South Africa come into this country called Botswana, which is right on top of South Africa. And they attacked all the refugees in there. And my stepfather at that time was a refugee. So just imagine you're waking up one day and then boom, you're hearing all these bombs and then your whole neighborhood is laid out. So we had to fly somewhere, and it was America. And thankfully a Methodist church in California sponsored us. And that's how we ended up over here.
Wow. What an incredible story and an incredible story of survival. So tell us, how did you get into fitness? I see you had a radio career. So what made you get into fitness? And I see you had your own fitness studio, and then now you're at Doers Motivation. So tell us about it.
Absolutely. Like I said, life is what motivates me, but I'm a student of life as well. So when you're a student of life and you're raised out of adversity and you've made yourself comfortable in the posturpedic of adversity, then you're able to maneuver around, whether it's COVID-19 or Delta Force or coronavirus, it doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? So I started off in radio and I went all out in radio, but the politics of radio, as you know, I mean, somebody could sit down on that chair for 60 years and you don't have to move. You know what I mean? Take, for example, in Atlanta, Frank Ski, right? It's been there for years. I guarantee that somebody right under him that has always been trying to get that position, but they can't get that position because it's not like physically Frank Ski has to do something behind that mic. All he has to do is this. You see what I mean? So you can't just stay there. You got durability is the name of the game. And that's also one of the steps to change. But moving with that, I decided to leave radio because there was nothing else I could do. But now, why did I decide to choose fitness? There's this book that I've always read. It's called by Napoleon Hill.
Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So one of the lines on there is, what is the one thing that you do without getting paid for? And that was fitness at that time. I was just training people for free. And lo and behold, that's where my passion was.
Wow. And so now tell us a little bit about Doers Motivation. Who are you? What do you all do? What's your thing with Doers Motivation?
Yes. Doers Motivation, D-O-E-R-Z. I just put a little, swag in it with the Z. I understand there's an S over there, but I have to put my little style in there. So previously, I was a professional procrastinator. Like everybody else, you have these projects that you want to do. You have all, these ideas that are stewing in your head or things that you've written down in your journal. Well, my ideas and projects were shelved. And at some point, and I also have a book, by the way, called Cut the Crap, okay, that I wrote down. It's called Cut the Crap. So that ought to tell you my type of personality, especially when it comes down to training. So that was one of the books. I remember I was walking around, I was walking on the treadmill with one of my trainer friends, and he was like, man, what's up with this book? And I had been telling him that I was, going to publish it. Finally, I decided, you know what, let me go on ahead and take care of it, because it was getting ridiculous at that point. Here I am sitting on all my ideas. And I remember Les Brown once said, just imagine you laying on a hospital on your deathbed and all your ideas surround you. And they say to you, we could have been something, we could have done something if only you could have acted. And hence the Doer's Motivation. And that's also a Bible verse. It's James chapter 1, verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 22, be a doer of your word and not just the hearer.
I heard that. So what kind of services do you all provide at Doers Motivation?
We save lives, baby. We save lives. Some call it personal training, but I call it save lives. We are the first ones at hand. I am that guy. You know what I'm saying? And I truly 1,000% believe that we do save lives. This is not a game. This is not 1, 2, 3, 10 Sesame Street or Instagram training. We ain't showing abs over here. We're showing results. But more importantly than that, we're changing minds. And that's honestly it. If you can't make love to yourself, boom, ain't nobody else going to make love to you, if that makes any sense. We save lives, or give yourself a chance to at least be who you are. And you know what I'm saying? Fulfill your God-given talents or blessings.
So at Doers Motivation, are you primarily health and wellness in terms of physical training, or are you mental training? Are you a combination of the two?
We're a combination of the two because, prior to training these guys, you have to talk to them. You have to know each individual person cannot be trained the same. Why? Because they have a different lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? They may have different injuries. They may have different mental programming. You see what I'm saying? So you got to basically refurbish everything. You know what I mean? From the rooter to the tooter, as they say. You see what I mean? From the top of their head to the last piece of fiber on their toes. You got to refurbish that. You got to unlearn everything.
I really like the fact that you state that, everybody's lifestyle is different, and we've got to develop health and wellness habits that fit our lifestyles. A lot of times we try to put give everybody the same formula, and everybody's body is different. Everybody's lifestyle is different.
Absolutely. I mean, we all don't fit in the same square peg. You know what I mean? So there's no way that we can all react the same way. Not everybody's meant to be a football player. Not everybody's meant to be an engineer. You see what I mean? Not everybody's meant the same, like a Beyonce, you know, but we all have our talents if you just sit still. And usually those talents, usually that passion comes out of adversity if you pay attention mm-hmm. and you won't pay attention to the chaos.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the silence of your mind to hear what you have to do versus listening to all the chaos that's going on in your mind.
Absolutely.
All right. So tell us about that 3 steps to change. I can't wait to hear this. So what's your strategy for 3 steps to change?
My strategy for 3 steps to change are very, very simple. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'll even add one more in there. They're D's. So the first one is you have to decide. Mm-hmm. You have to decide. I mean, you literally have to play a game and say, okay, cool. Just like you're writing a story or you're writing a movie script. What do you want to be? What do you really want to be? What do you really want to do? Okay, I have a quote, and this will help you. This will help you decide. And everybody wants to be happy generally, right? Okay, there are 2 ways to be happy. One of the ways is you can change your reality. You can change your reality, or you can lower your standards.
That's it.
You can change your reality, whether you're in a job that you hate, or you can lower your standards. Mm-hmm. You can change your reality, whether you're married or not, you know what I'm saying? And maybe your relationship is not right, or you can lower your standards. You see what I'm saying? So what are you going to do? So now you got to sit down, you got to play that game, relax, and then, hey, what do you want to be? What do you want to be? What have you always wanted to be? That's step number one. Decide what is your why? What is your reasoning for wanting to be this thing or this character? Mm-hmm. And literally create a character. Create this new you. You see what I mean? Not just, okay, I need a job that makes $50,000. That's not going to get you anywhere. It is not going to get you anywhere. And we all know chasing money, you will never catch money. It goes nowhere. Now, I'm not saying don't get money. What I'm saying is you might as well enjoy it while you're getting it. You see what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. And that is it. Now, number two, because number one is decide, right? Number two is... you got to divorce your old self.
That's a good one.
Usher said, you got to, what is it? The papers? You got to turn in the papers or something like that. You got to divorce your old self. Your old self cannot go to the next level.
I heard
you
that.
You can't take that person from high school and then say, hey, listen, this person is going to work in college. It just ain't going to happen. So you have to divorce your old self. You have to divorce those old mental programming. We are so mentally programmed the wrong way. It is absolutely 1000% ridiculous. So if you don't take time to assess who you really are and what you want to be, it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen because what you're using is you're using your parents' mentality. You're using, you know what I'm saying? Granted, they tried their very best to raise you, but that's it. You're capped off on that. You see what I'm saying? Or maybe you're coming from an abusive relationship. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you're coming from a hard, you know what I'm saying, childhood. Or maybe your childhood was great. It's just that you're just a lazy bastard. You see what I mean? That also may be the problem. But you got to look in the mirror and you got to face yourself and you got to be honest with yourself. If you're not going to lie to somebody, make sure that it's not you.
Yeah, you got to divorce yourself. I like that. One of the biblical verses is you have to transform your mind. You know, you renew yourself by transforming your mind.
Absolutely. 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 And then the second one or the third one, do. Do.
That's simple.
I don't care how much you pray. You can pray all day. You can pray to the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, Lord, help me, Lord, get this car. Help me the abundance. Help me be happy, Lord. I want my family to be together. I want to love my man. And I want to. And you're not going anywhere.
Got to do it.
You got to do it. You got to act, and you better act, and you better act before this mind realizes that you're trying to change. Don't listen. Okay, for example, fitness. Anytime, if you ever come in front of me and you say that you want to get in shape and we work out, we do the whole assessment, and then you tell me after doing that assessment that you want to make, let me just think about it, and then nope. Well, okay, Monday, can we start? No, we ain't starting on Monday because you've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
We starting today. As a matter of fact, we're late. We're supposed to start yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that is it. Because once you leave those double doors, once you give this thing right here that you've been training for years to reject action, once you give it a chance to process all that, you're going to go back to your old ways. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that is it. The fourth, I gotta add this one. I gotta add. And I know I didn't. Listen.
You said, let's say three steps to change plus one. Let's go with that plus one.
Talk to me. listen, durability. Listen. You be prepared. Be prepared to fight your mind every single morning. Stop being surprised. This is happening. There's a guy named Jim Rohn. He's a motivational speaker. And you know what he says? He says, listen, man, life is like the four seasons. You already know it's coming. You already know what summer is bringing. You already know what fall is bringing. You already know what winter is bringing. You already know what spring is bringing. Stop being surprised. Coronavirus came in. There's going to be something else. They may shut down America again. Are you ready for that? And you gotta be ready for that. So that resilience and that persistence, you see what I'm saying? And that will to win by any means necessary is needed. Stop being surprised. It's almost like a boxer that walks in a ring. You see what I mean? Let's hypothetically say the ring is life. And the ring is life. And you're surprised that life hit you on the other side. No, man. You're not ducking the shots. Yeah, you're ducking them, but you're also prepared to take a punch. It's going to happen. And that right there is durability. That right there is durability. So number one, what do you have?
Decide.
Why? What is your why?
Because you're not going to do anything if you don't decide to do it.
Watch out. Who's this character? Who do you want to be? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who do you really want to be? And I ain't talking about money and the fact that you want this position. I said you. Who do you want to be? And in everything, let's not just talk about the financial aspect. I'm talking about physically, mentally, spiritually. What else can we put in there? Financially, where do you want to be at? You see what I'm saying? All of it. Like really rewrite this character. Number two, divorce the old you. The old you can't take, the old you, those habits that the old you has cannot take you to the next level. It ain't going to happen, Calvin. Number three, do. Act. Stop praying. Your prayer is received. As a matter of fact, your blessing is on the other side of the damn mountain. The only problem is you got to be the one to walk over that mountain and go grab your blessing. Lord, if you could just bring, man, the Lord is not in the business of Ubering. The Lord ain't gonna bring this thing to you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You got to act by any means necessary and go out there and get it. And the one thing that I always ask myself, if, for example, I want an X6 BMW top of the line. Do you know how many people have that car in this world? This is a $150,000 car. Why is it that they can have that car and I can't have it? Limited beliefs, limited thinking. And I'm like, no. I mean, you got to really ask yourself, why is it that that person can have that and I can't have it, whatever that thing is? Why is it that that person can move like that or look like that or live in that house and I can't have it? Why is it that Joe Rogan can have a multi-million dollar deal in a podcast without hell did he do and I can't have that?
You see the frame of mind. Yeah.
Frame of mind. Exactly. Yeah. And then the last one.
That durability.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Got to be durable. It's gonna come. So prepare your mind every morning. Prepare yourself to battle yourself every single morning. I didn't say anybody else. I said self. Mm-hmm. Because motivation only goes so far.
Yeah.
But your habits are the ones that are going to take you through even when you're having a bad day, even when, you see what I mean? There's a quote that I always say, your feelings and circumstances have nothing to do with these goals. He or she is going to get on your nerves. Your kids are going to get on your nerves. Rent's going to be due. Money's not going to come in like it. But now, are you still able to focus on the task at hand?
That's it. Focus. Yep. I love it. Decide, divorce your old self, do, and durability. That I love that. Three steps to change plus one.
Plus one. That's it.
This book of yours, Cut the Crap. Do you discuss it? Yeah. Do you cut out the crap or cut the crap?
Cut the crap.
Cut the crap. So tell me this. Do you talk about this in your book, or is your book, is your book about something? Okay.
Great. Absolutely. Great. As a matter of fact, one of the lines in there says, yo, are you interested or are you committed? Mm-hmm. Are you just interested or are you committed? Any goal that you're trying to come up with, are you interested or are you committed? There's a difference there. There's a difference there. You are committed to making sure that your son is successful, but you're only interested in getting a business. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're committed to eating that big ass pie, but you're only interested in working out.
That's it. So tell me, if in order for our audience to take this information and use it, do you have any calls to action for them? What would you suggest they do in order to be consistent and persistent in really incorporating these three steps plus one into their lifestyles?
Well, you know, I'm a straight shooter. Ain't nobody out there is gonna save your life. Number one, you gotta really look at yourself. You know what I mean? I could give you the steps. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. I went to a church and I spoke there one day and you know, they wanted me to give some steps about, you know, just fitness in general. And I said, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Well, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you, is gluttony a sin? And is it true that we're all sinning? Then why are you treating your body like a trash instead of a temple? Mm-hmm. I'm saying this to say, you have to stop lying to yourself. I could give you the steps right now. Okay, call of action. Once you have to really look at yourself in the mirror and realize how freaking powerful you are. Because we seem to forget where we come from. We seem to forget all the things that we've been through in our lives, whether it was a divorce, whether it was a death, whether it was, you know what I'm saying? Like how powerful, all those things that you are able to overcome. We overcome them, then we forget. But true enough, you could use that power and you could use, you know what I'm saying? You could use that energy. You could use that resilience to get through or to attain whatever you're trying to attain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? So, call of action. You gotta sit down. I'm sorry, and this is it. You have to decide, what the hell do you wanna be? That is hard. It takes sitting down and being, what do you wanna be? Especially if you keep on saying, listen, if you're saying most of the days that you're not happy, Houston, that's a problem. You're not happy. Why are you not happy? Because of it's nobody else, it's you. So you gotta self-assess that. Here's another call of action. Find the best mental therapist out there and defrag Black people straight up. Find a good mental therapist out there and have a conversation. Not with your girlfriend, not on Facebook, not with your husband, none of that. A mental therapist who's going to defrag that thing, because we always think that we got it together. You ain't got shit together. Hmm. And that is the truth. And I'm talking about everybody, church, everything. This thing over here, just like how you reset your phone, you gotta reset it. You gotta let all that stuff out. Oh, it's not gonna happen. I could give you 50 steps. If this thing right here is still processing, if you're still working on DSL, you know what I'm saying? If you're still working on, you know, what's the old computers? You understand what I'm saying? And we in 5G, baby. you're just not gonna, you understand what I mean? You mm-hmm. got you gotta rewire.
Yep, yep. Defrag, rewire, reset.
Get a mental therapist.
I heard that.
Even if you don't, you know what I mean? Even if you don't have a problem, because most of the time we think, oh, you gotta be crazy, you gotta have a problem. Nah, get a mental therapist. That's the one thing. And then, and only then, okay, after you clear all that stuff up, now we have clarity on the runway and where we're going. We can plan it and we can go.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, I have enjoyed this conversation.
Have you?
Yeah, Ambrose. Yeah, we've got the three steps to change plus one. You've given us some calls to action on how to defrag and reset. And most of all, every one of us have to decide who we want to be. That's it.
Yes.
Who do I want to be? Hard.
And don't hold back. Do not hold back.
That's it. Who do I want to be holistically, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially? The question is, who do I want to be?
Absolutely.
So I'm so glad that you joined us today. Tell us, if people want to get in contact with you, how would they find you?
Awesome. If people want to get in touch with me, you can go on to doerzmotivation.com. That's doerzmotivation.com. That's doerzmotivation.com. Or you can get on Instagram at doerzmotivation. And then, of course, Facebook, if you just type in doerzmotivation, you'll be able to go on ahead and connect with us. And I'll connect right back with you and we can make some magic happen.
I heard that. Thank you so much, Ambrose. It was a pleasure having you. And I wish you the best with Doers Motivation. I got to get a copy of that book, Cut the Crap.
You will. Yes.
And please, you're always welcome to come back on to talk about Cut the Crap if you'd like in order to promote your book. Ambrose. So tell us, what is your strategy for college success? If you could give any students or aspiring students who want to go to college a strategy for success, what would it be?
Mona, I'll be honest with you. I don't believe in college.
What? Okay, tell me. Let's go with it.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'm an entrepreneur. And if you look at most entrepreneurs, or at least, you know what I'm saying, some that you know, they did not go to college. Now, I say this to say, I'm not saying college is bad for everybody. Now, if you're already in college, maybe that is the right place for you to figure out where you're going to find your passion. But most of the time, you'll find that your passion and your God-given talent is outside of the school structure, which allows you to now open your mind and open your your natural creativity. You see what I mean? And that's what I found out. Now, here's one thing I could say about college. If you're dead fast on staying in college or getting that degree, I want you to remember one thing. That degree does not come with hustle. That's why you have so many people that have great, I'm talking about great degrees, masters, this and that, but they're still not working in their field because they don't know how to hustle the degree. And that is one of the major problems that we have in the school system, is they don't teach you how to go out there and get it. So now you just go for a very expensive paper.
And you know, that's great advice. I had a cousin who told me college isn't for everyone. You know, and so you're the first guest that have really said that you don't believe in college, and there's nothing the matter with that. And to your point, college does not teach you the whole aspect of hustle and being hungry and going for what you want. That's a skill that you have to learn outside of college. Yeah. So thank you so much for your honesty and sharing that with us, that college isn't for everyone, but those who it's for, go for it. Thank you so much, Ambrose.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song. NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.